Yeah, we have Kathy Zeiger, the councillor of Division 3 for
White Rock, Warri, Bayview and Mount Sheridan, that's right.
Can you update about the housing situation which relate to Hmong communities in Cairns, that the SPK housing is going to transfer into national housing scheme, which will cause quite a bit trouble for Hmong community and Hmong families in Cairns?
That's correct. So, as you know, over the last couple of years, actually, I've been working closely with the board of SPK housing in White Rock. And it's been quite a journey because, you know, initially, so many years ago, the Hmong community was given houses by the government. But since then, of course, you know, things change, governments change, and their regulations and rulings have tightened up extremely. And you've got the, you know, the issue, of course, of understanding all of this legislation and the paperwork that needs to be completed. So it's been an absolute privilege working with the Hmong community on the south side and just trying to, you know, I work and I advocate with some state government on their behalf to try and, we got an extension. We actually got legislation changed to enable SPK housing to have a longer period of time to apply for registration, which was nothing short of a miracle, actually, when it came through. We were all very worried, but that's been great. We've also we're given a part-time government employee to assist SPK to get some of their policies and procedures up to the level that the government was requiring. So that's working well. SPK has also engaged a consultant who's helping us with some other areas. And, you know, we've got a wonderful board who are working well. We've had, you know, changes within the board, which is great, and just showing great leadership in the Hmong community. It's, you know, we're striving towards getting registration for SPK. So at the moment, it's still not a guarantee. The work that has to be done is intense because there are so many houses, and some of them are in disrepair, in quite severe stages of disrepair. So a lot of money has got to go into getting those houses up to scratch. And I think, you know, some that has been, the state government has not made it very clear on what was required. And, you know, a lot of us are used to living in houses of different states, but they want things fixed up, and some of the repairs are quite big. So we've engaged contractors to do that. So that's the stage that we're at the moment. We're just waiting to get a lot of quotes come in because it's big work. It's quite expensive getting the quotes done. So working together as a team and a community, I know that on the 7th of April there is an information day for the Hmong community to come over to SPK Housing and just get an update from the board, which they're doing. So just trying to stay close with the community so that they don't have any fear of what's happening. And just to understand that SPK is doing the very best that they can to get through the registration process, which is very, very challenging, but it's wonderful to see the leadership that is rising up in the Hmong community.
Why a local council is still fixing these houses where shall they stay?
Right. Well, the local government, the Cairns Regional Council, is not actually... The only way we are involved is by myself having a personal interest to help the Hmong community. The houses are actually the property of the state government, mm-hmm. the Queensland government, so we don't have any say in the houses. We have no control. I'm able to use my experience to be able to assist and advocate, and I work with trying to get some help from the state government, and also to get them to change their, you know, legislation enabling Hmong community housing to have, you know, a longer time to register, which is needed. But the houses, yeah, they just need repairing, and there's quite a few of them. So that's quite a big task that has to happen. And we rely on a lot of the tenants, perhaps, you know, haven't kept SPK up to date with the state of the houses. And, you know, there just needs to be tightening up of certain procedures. So, just trying to get them repaired and get all the reports done and to be able to report to state government, which is the Department of Housing, and go forward from there.
So, in short, it means that during a repairing period, they have to move to another renting area, whichever way they can find, up until those houses are being fixed, then they can.
Only if the house was in such a condition that we had to move them out. But usually the repairs can take place whilst the tenants are living in the home. So if it was, you know, a kitchen repair, well, then, you know, they just have to work with other family members while we repair the kitchen. So normally we try and, you know, the repairs would be done with minimal disruption to the family.
Yeah. So at the moment, do they go through the registration process already, or they're still in the process of getting it done?
No, the SPK is, all the tenants are registered, who are registered with SPK, they just continue as normal. There's no disruption to their lives at all. They may get, SPK workers may come and inspect the houses just to get an assessment of what they are. Mm-hmm. But really, to the average family that is a tenant with SPK, there's no trouble for them at all. It's all got to do with the workers, the board members and the office workers of SPK Housing to continue with their application for registration. The application could take at least another year.
So at the moment, your council know exactly what's going to happen when the Australian government implements its national housing policies?
No, the local government doesn't work with the federal government at all with regards to changes of policy or the state government, because we're just local governing body. But I'm just, as I said, just helping SPK, because I just think the Hmong community needs, very happy to advocate on their behalf. So the state government, the Queensland government, are the ones that we're working with at the moment. I'm just, you know, assisting and advocating in all the ways that I can. Registering the houses and the control of ownership of the houses, that is rests solely with the Queensland State Government and Department of Housing and their agreements with SPK Housing.
Is there any reaction at all from Hmong community toward this housing issue?
Yes, I think there is a concern. Some community members are worried that they may lose their housing, and we're just trying to reassure them that they will not lose their housing. All members of the Hmong community that are registered for, you know, government housing, as long as they are still qualifying for the houses, they will not be kicked out. So they're safe in their home. Even if the registration was not to work, you know, if we were knocked back, the houses would simply be then controlled by Queensland State Government. And it would be difficult because SPK tries to look after Hmong people first. That's the priority there, to try and keep families together. So that's why we're fighting so hard to be registered in its own right.
Do you know exactly what's going to happen to this housing?
Well, at the moment, the houses will remain with the state government either way. State government owns the houses. If we are registered, if we're successful in registering, SPK will continue to manage those houses, which is keeping them looking good, looking after the money, then sending the money through, you know, managing all of them, all of that. If SPK is not successful in the registration process, then the tenants will deal directly with Department of Housing. So SPK is just enabling, for just an easier workings if they get to stay registered.
Do you have any further comments that we haven't touched on that you want to add?
I'd just like to, thank the support of the Hmong community for getting around SPK, and just also attending the meetings. When we have meetings, we get very high attendance, and I'd like to continue encouraging that so that we can keep everybody informed. SPK doesn't want anybody to be worried about their home. We just want to make sure that they're aware of what's happening, and just also to be very proud of their leaders that are really working so hard to get the registration process done.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cathy Zeiger, for Division 3s in Cairns.
My pleasure.